Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from Christ Jesus, our Savior and King. Our sermon this morning is taken from our gospel reading of Mark chapter 12 with these words. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all that she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord. Well, on this day in the church year, we begin to start looking forward to a time when Christ himself shall appear for a second time, as St. Paul reminds us, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. And so this is the last month in the church calendar, and this is what November is all about. But on this day especially, we celebrate Veterans Day. We celebrate those who took an oath to serve and were willing to sacrifice for God and country. We honor our veterans and their full commitment to this patriotic nation. Now, you should note that on this day, exactly 100 years ago, a truce was called to end World War I, November 11th, 1918, Armistice Day. And it was celebrated those years until in 1954 when our nation said, "We must commend this now to be Veterans Day," and it was confirmed that on this day we will remember all who have faithfully served, especially in World War I and World War II. Because all veterans who have served in times of war and in times of peace have shown us what it means to give love to God and to country. And we are thankful. Now, how appropriate is then that as we hear in our readings, especially in our Old Testament reading from 1 Kings 17, we hear of a widow, but what does she express? But that of great faith. Because I tell you, in her prayers, as she was praying at home with her son, she was willing to say, "In God we trust." I tell you, this is a person who is 100% committed to serving the Lord. Now look at how Elijah found her. She was placing her entire life, the life of her son, into the hands of God. See, there was no food at market. There was no food in the fields. No animals to be purchased. No, not even any food in the cupboard. In fact, what was this widow to do in the midst of a severe drought? And all she had left to eat after extreme daily rationing, a handful of flour and a little oil in her jug. And what did she tell Elijah? "I'm gathering a few sticks to cook this bread so that my son and I can eat and die." Imagine what her prayers had been. Well, the Lord answered her prayers by sending her the prophet Elijah, who proclaimed unto her, "Fear not. You may make your bread, but first," note this, "first, make me a little cake and bring it to me." I'm sure she was thinking, "Dear sir, did you not hear the part about the dying?" And of course, Elijah had, but how much faith and commitment would it take for this widow at the end of her rope to bake a cake for God's prophet before she made a cake even for her famished son? Well, in fact, Elijah did understand, because what did he promise? What did he say? God's prophet. He said, "The Lord will provide. He will cause your jar of flour and your jug of oil not to be empty until God sends rain and the drought is over." See, only by faith, out of love for God, would the widow even consider this, and she did it. and the Lord provided. God, our Heavenly Father, provided for Elijah and the widow and her son, and they ate many days by a miracle of God. Why do I share this with you? To point out the widow's act of sacrifice. See what it means to give, as we hear from our readings today. It's also very similar to how the widow in our gospel reading gave. This is very important. Did you see it? Because on our bulletin cover, it's a nice painting of this. We see our widow. She's giving in the offering box. She gives just two small coins, as Jesus tells us. Doesn't seem like anything at all. But what does Jesus notice? What does he know just happened? The widow only had two coins. There was no more money in her purse, no more money anywhere else in her possession. This widow wasn't thinking about how she was going to eat that day. She was focused on how the Lord's house needed support. She was very thankful for her clothes she was wearing. She was thankful for the life that she was able to have. This widow was extremely grateful for God's love and mercy, and by faith, she gave all that she had. And what these two widows show us is what real love and commitment to God is. I tell you, this is a powerful expression of faith. And what we see here, what we learn from Jesus here, is how offerings in God's house are really not about money at all. What God wants is our heart. And for us to have faith in him and to trust in him. You know, we print on our offering envelopes, God loves a cheerful giver. I could put an exclamation point on that. It's true. God loves a cheerful giver. And so the church has taught us over the years, God does not want you to take a vow of poverty. God wants to bless you and take care of you, and he does. God wants you to live on 80% of your income, and he will bless you. He wants you to save and be wise and invest 10% of your income to care for your family and for your future. But first, bake a small cake and give to God 10% of your income. Now, why do we say that? Because this may seem like a great mountain, a tremendous sacrifice, but how beautiful it is to live by faith and to trust in God and to love him more than anything else in all the world and to give him an expression of faith in your offerings. And God says, "Test me in this, says the Lord. See that I do not open the storehouses of heaven for you." There is great joy in giving to God, loving him more than yourself, as these widows did. Because in that moment, your faith shows this expression of honor and love. I tell you, in our readings today, in the lives of these widows, we see what does it mean to give. And it takes honor and commitment and sacrifice. And I'm thankful for all that God has done for me, for my family, for our country. On this Veterans Day, I am thankful for those that God has raised up to live in honor, to show us full commitment and sacrifice and service to us. I'm thankful for the prophets and the apostles before us who have given us God's word to teach us about Jesus, that we may have this holy Christian church on earth. I'm thankful for God's love for me as he created me and redeemed me and even now teaches us about his love. He gives us here in his house his good gifts. Even the very faith, the holy Christian faith that we have, is God's gift to us. How beautiful it is in this Christian community. But above all that, what we see here at the center of this house, at the center of God's service to you, God shows you what it means to give. And I am thankful for Jesus' love for me. Jesus, who gave, who offered his life's blood on our behalf, so that we may have a place by his side in the heavenly kingdom forever and ever. You see, dear Christian friends, there is far too much to be thankful for and not to love God with all that you have and all that you are, to honor and glory of his holy name. I invite you to look at our hymn we're about to sing. Look at hymn number 801. Look at hymn number 801. I love how our Lutheran service book prints time and again these prayers, these collects under our hymns. How Great Thou Art has that. Let me pray this collect for you as our closing prayer. We pray, Living God, your almighty power is made known chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace to lay hold of your promises and live forever in your presence through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Savior and King. Amen. Let us sing together hymn number 801.